God. Choosing the right individual for the task. It is impossible for human thinking to provide the correct solution for what is perceived as a need. The reason for this is because the definition of God, given on page 587 in the Glossary of Science and Health, states that God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love. All-substance, intelligence. If God is all-knowing, which is really one of the foundational rocks for Christian Science, then it is ridiculous for human thinking to be involved in trying to make a decision. Human thinking can only possibly consider a minuscule portion of the truth about anything, anytime, under any circumstance. To prevent wasting time, one needs to go to God first, not last. The reason that God is all-knowing is because God is omniscience, and omniscience includes all intelligence, wisdom, and knowing. It doesn't help to know without there being the seeing and the intelligence functions. What do we do with this individual? How should we proceed? These are answered in getting a better understanding, getting more clarification on the omniscience function of mind. There is only one real path to God. Everything else is a diversion. That path, the beginning of the path, is to go to God first. And in order to go to God, one needs to understand what God is. Just like Mary Baker Eddy stated, to find her, to look in her writings. Well, to find God, we need to look into the definition of what God is. The book by Helen Wright entitled Your Divinity Revealed, chapters 4 through 10, each one being devoted to one of the seven synonymous terms, is where to go to get a better understanding of what God is. As we get a more clear understanding, then we get a larger picture of what God is. And of course, our objective is to have consciousness filled with God, man, and the relationship between the two expanded in every direction, so that the statement that Mary Baker Eddy makes about God being omnipresent is a reality to our individual consciousness. God can only be omnipresent if it is within individual consciousness. The definition of God recited was from the chapter 17, which is the glossary, which is part of the key to the scriptures. But one needs to also be aware of the definition from page 465, which is from the chapter recapitulation, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13, which are the details about God, as well as man and the relationship between the two. For we cannot truly appreciate the keys without knowing the elements. Imagine trying to solve a mathematical equation without understanding the basics of mathematics. So the element must be known in order for the key to be more fully developed in individual understanding. The definition from 465 is that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Also on page 587, again the glossary, on the same page as the definition of God, which was first given, is the definition of good. And that is stated as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. It is suggested that one listen to the treatment entitled System, Divine Metaphysics and Mathematics. It is dated October 29, 2023. Also, if one does not go to God first, and in this case, specifically omniscience, the plan could be doing one task when in effect, God may dictate that there is something else that needs to be done instead of or before the original task is begun. Also, the sequence in which things are done could be very critical. And for that reason, it's highly recommended that emphasis be given to the definition of God from page 465 in the beginning, because that is stated in the order of development of thought. If one looks at Genesis chapter 1 through verse 3 of chapter 2, one will see that there are seven distinct days of creation in the order of development, and that in each case there is a statement that says, let. And that is prior to the statement where it said that God created it. Jesus was not successful in healing very many people in Galilee, because they thought of him as a boy, perhaps a carpenter, but certainly not the Christ. It is stated that we should not throw our pearls in the path of swine. John Morgan, in explaining about the four operators of the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, that one could not approach studying about the Word. And the Word really means, what are the features of God? What are the qualities of God? So that, of course, is the beginning. Because if we don't know what the elements are, we can't really begin to go to a more advanced step. in mathematics if we don't realize that there are 9 digits plus the 0 for a total of 10, which is 0 through 9, then we cannot begin to utilize the operators of add, subtract, multiply, and divide, because they are to be applied to the elements, just like the operators of the word Christ, Christianity, and science in the system of divine metaphysics are to be applied to the 7 synonymous terms for God. So, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love are the elements that are utilized with the operators. Whether one does it involuntarily, not even realizing what they're doing, or doing it very consciously, one has to apply the operators to the elements in order to bring about a product. And of course, the product one is looking for is demonstration, which is a function of Christianity. So, if one considers a project, a department that has a specific need for a staff member conduct the business of that department or that staff member's assignment, instead of doing a lot of planning that boxes everything in nice, neat, delineated checklists or any other way that one is defining what that job will entail, do what Mary Baker Eddy did with the book Christ in Christmas, where she had a number of illustrations drawn to pictorially present the text. The final illustration was an entirely blank exhibit, leaving it open to further development and interpretation. She stated that Christian Science was too vast to do anything else, and she did not even herself imply that she was giving everything there was to know about what were the parameters of Christian Science. So even though it is a good idea to outline the needs for a particular job assignment, or maybe for the entire job itself, it must be left open for listening for guidance as time passes. One always wants to be flexible so that things can be adjusted as new revelations come to light. There is a hymn that is entitled, Only God Can Bring Us Gladness. So human thinking is not going to do it. On the other hand, Mary Baker Eddy does state the most powerful faculty is human reasoning, but that is giving us an opportunity to open thought for divine guidance. And it's like we are convincing human thought to accept divine direction. A little bit earlier in this recording, it was indicated that John Morgan was giving us some clues about the word, which is the first operator of the 4. And he stated that we could not even begin with the word, which is understanding the definition of God, unless we had already experienced some major disappointments with a material sense of thinking, or the human process of thinking. And he states that not until we try human thinking and realize that it is deficient, are we ready to go to the Word to really try to figure out what the elements of the Word are. In other words, the qualities of God. We can't give serious consideration to opening our thought to God unless we are willing to step away from a material sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. Then and only then can we consider the next part of the definition of the scientific statement of being, which is that all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. The definition of the scientific statement of being is given on page 468 of Science and Health in chapter 14, Recapitulation. There were several times when I was in business that I was looking for particular staff with particular qualifications, and I didn't realize until after a decision had been made on selecting an individual for that staff position that I knew someone from my prior experience that would be very good for that position. But I had not listened carefully and had not gone to God first, but was just pursuing a human set of parameters, not realizing or implementing the fact that the shortest way to success is to go to God first. Let God do the knowing and listen to God's knowing. So instead, I was recreating the wheel, which was really wasting a lot of time and effort, and coming up with a result that was inferior to what could have been accomplished. The hymn referred to, that was "Only God Can Bring Us Gladness," was suggested to be listened to as a part of the treatment that is entitled Vision, Reality, Focus, Productivity. That treatment is dated October 11, 2023, and is 65 minutes long. The first referenced treatment that was suggested in this recording, which is entitled System, Divine Metaphysics and Mathematics, covers in much greater detail some of the important features of each of the seven synonymous terms and the four operators. So that won't be repeated here. The primary purpose of this treatment is to encourage one to not be doing individual thinking, but individual listening to the knowing of God, which will provide every answer that we need. God is all capacity, capability, facility, functionality, and nothing can dilute, deflect, interfere with in any way, stop or reverse the good and the truth that is included in this treatment. God is all in all, and there is nothing but God. Amen.